This is episode 266. Why do you need that tool?
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast, episode number 266. As always, it's a pleasure to have you listening today. I know how valuable your time is, so thank you for spending a little bit of it with me today. And I'm recording this on a Monday as usual, after a lovely weekend. I feel like spring finally arrived here in New Zealand. We had 2 days of basically just warm, sunny weather. Oh, it feels good that summer is finally nearly ready here. For my listeners in the Northern Hemisphere, I know it's the opposite for you. It's getting colder, probably wetter where you are maybe. It's getting colder, but oh man, I'm so glad to be seeing summer. Had a very active weekend in terms of, I'm a very active relaxer, if that makes sense. You know, if when I have nothing to do at the weekend, I will find jobs, as in I was trimming trees, I was cleaning the car, lots of just housework. I love getting into all the jobs at the weekend. That's the way I like to relax, active relaxing, as you can probably guess from someone like me. Anyway, today I'm talking about, or asking the question, why do you need that tool? And the show notes for this episode can be found at paulminers.com/266 if you want to read along or leave me any comments or feedback after the show. Now, when you sign up for, or when you come across rather, a new tool or a piece of software, it's very easy to just sign up. You know, most tools offer some kind of free trial, try it out, and you waste a bunch of time because you later realize, oh, I don't need this, or I can do this with something I already have. And so we waste a lot of time. So I guess the inspiration or the key takeaway from this episode is just really asking a few important questions before you sign up for tools. Having talked to hundreds of business owners over the years, I've heard the same story many times with respect to, you know, Asana and Pipedrive, which I consult on. But I think this applies to lots of different tools and software that we can use. And people usually tell me something like this. They'll say, you know, oh, we signed up for Asana maybe about a year ago. Most of the team like it, but we're not using it very well. Some people don't use it at all. We know we can do a lot more with it if we learned how to use it properly. What I just said there is something I've heard hundreds of times. And so if you're a business owner looking to adopt a new project management system, or maybe you're just a solo operator interested in a new screen recording app, whatever it is, it's important to ask a couple of key questions. So firstly, why do I need it? It sounds basic, but most people don't consider why they need the tool in the first place. Maybe they signed up because it looked interesting, or maybe the business owner, you know, has some idea of what they want to do with the tool, but they haven't communicated that to the team. So it's really important that you or your team understand why you're using a particular tool and what problem you're trying to solve. Otherwise, it just kind of, the tool ends up being one more thing that the boss is asking you to use, or it's another tool that you signed up for, maybe you even pay for, but you don't really use properly. For example, like the reason to adopt a tool like Asana is to improve the visibility of your team's work so that everyone can see who is doing what and by when. Again, it sounds obvious, but if you don't explain that to your team, if you don't explain how it makes their life easier, you know, by reducing meetings and miscommunication, then people aren't going to feel motivated to use it. So when we adopt a new piece of software or a tool or an app or a service, we have to start with why are we using it and what problem does it solve? The next question you should be asking is, well, can we achieve that desired outcome, that end result, some other way? So before you sign up for the new tool, you should just consider if it's possible, if you can achieve the same result using some existing system or tool in your business, because why would you pay for two things or another piece of software if you can do it with an existing tool or an existing workflow that you've got? You know, clients always ask me the question, you know, can I use Pipedrive for sales and project management? Pipedrive, if you don't know, Pipedrive is a sales CRM, so yes, it can be used for sales, but project management, bit of a gray area. In fact, they are getting into project management now, but it's always been a bit of a question mark. So this is a really good question. Even though Pipedrive isn't nearly as powerful as something like Asana for project management, if you can keep more of your process in one tool, it is a lot easier. So when somebody asks me this, you really have to refer back to the why. You know, that first question, why are we using the tool? What problem are we trying to solve? Because then I'll say to clients, you know, if you need something fairly simple, a fairly simple project management workflow, then Pipedrive will do just fine. But if the why, the reason for using the tool is to plan your goals or to manage internal resources, time tracking, you know, more advanced project management, then Asana would be a better fit. So that question of why are we using the tool helps us answer these other questions and helps us decide if it's worth signing up for. You know, can we achieve this result some other way? Because when making a decision between two alternatives, it's important to ask whether it's worth going through the learning curve, you know, and whether the extra efficiency or money that you'll make using that tool is going to justify the cost and the time and the effort of learning the tool. And that's really the next question. How much time is this going to save me? Is this worth it? Because most of the tools and apps that we use, we sign up for them because they'll either save us time or they will make us money. I use Asana because it helps me to manage my work more efficiently compared to using a notebook or email on its own. I use Pipedrive because it helps me to manage my sales opportunities, and I think I close more deals than if I was just using a spreadsheet. Another example would be I use an app called CleanShot. I've got a link in my show notes. It's actually part of my SetApp subscription. So I pay one subscription for SetApp and I get access to a ton of different tools. And so CleanShot lets me record my screen and I can send videos to customers. And sending someone a video is a great way of responding to a question really visually. People love it. But I considered when I was getting it, I considered whether I could use something simple like QuickTime, which comes free on the Mac. So that's pretty, you know, hard to compete with. Free software on the Mac. Or I could use ScreenFlow, which I use for my YouTube and online course videos. I've got a couple of tools I could use. But in both cases, I concluded that it would be more efficient to use CleanShot because it uploads the video straight away and it gives me instantly a link to share to the client. And compared to using ScreenFlow or QuickTime, it made sense. It's going to save me money. So when I look at an app like CleanShot, yes, it costs me $96 a year, which is $8 a month. For me, that's a no-brainer. For $8 a month, I can get access to an easy-to-use app that I'll use hundreds of times to share personal videos. And if it saves me just a bit of time not having to, like, you know, upload the video or export the video, upload it to Dropbox, share a link, that's too cumbersome. For $8 a month, yeah, I'll take that trade any day for something that's more efficient. And then finally, something you should be asking when you adopt a new piece of software, this is something I say to all of my Asana clients, is who is going to champion this tool? So for the more, you don't need to do this with everything, like CleanShot, for example, you don't need this, but for the more serious tools in your business, like project management software, sales CRMs, if you want the tool to be successfully used and adopted by your team, I believe you need to have a champion. So for example, with Asana, the Asana champion or chief Asana officer, as I like to call them, is the person on the team who is responsible for its success. They're someone who should have a deep understanding of the tool, and they're someone who can help to reinforce best practices and help even onboard new team members when they join. Because when you don't have a champion or you don't identify whose responsibility is this tool, this is when you end up in a situation, like I said in the beginning, where you sort of have this half adoption of the tool. Some people use it, other people don't. Nobody's really driving it forward. And usage generally fizzles out over time. You just stop using it. So having a champion for the tool means it's more likely to be used properly and adopted successfully by the team. So much of my job is helping people decide, do you need this tool, what tool to use, and just these are some important questions that come up again and again and again, and some just different ways of thinking about things so that you don't sign up for a trial or you try using a piece of software for 6 months and you realize, oh, we're not using this properly, we're not getting value from it, we've wasted a ton of time and a ton of money. So I hope this helps. If you have any thoughts, feedback, comments, questions, head on over to the show notes, paulminers.com/266. You can leave me a comment there. One more time, thank you very much for listening today, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Paul Miners podcast. Two quick things before I sign off. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback for me, I would love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes. It really helps me to improve the show and it helps the show to get discovered by more people so I can help more people out there. The second thing is if you want to connect with me in person, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulminers.com/VIP, where you will be able to join my private Slack community and attend bi-weekly group mastermind calls. This has to be one of my favorite times of the week when it comes up, is attending these group calls. The community is full of like-minded, productive, self-employed people, full-time workers. We have a real good mix of people in there. And I have to say, I have made fantastic friends with the people in this group. So if you want to join the community and connect with me and the other awesome members, sign up at paulminers.com/VIP. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners podcast.